The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I don't have any friends, and I think I figured out why. Good morning, it's Tuesday. We're the Dana Cortez Show, just days away from Christmas. I'm Dana Cortez.
What was her? Why do you mean you don't have any friends? DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Because I don't. For those of you who don't know, my husband, DJ Automatic, is a DJ for the NBA. I get to go to these games, which are normally very expensive, for free. He said, you gonna come see me? I said, yeah, let me call somebody, a friend, to go hang out with. 8 days later, I don't have anybody to call.
What about the chick who does your hair?
She's married. She has a child. She don't got time.
There it is right there. Married people don't got friends.
No.
No, you don't have friends.
No, I figured out why, though. I do not like small talk. Automatic is a small talker, which is why he has friends. People will come in here, and we're mid-work in studio. And I look visibly annoyed. Meanwhile, Automatic, you are entertaining them. You're chatting.
You got to learn how to BS with the best of them.
I will hold my potty feeling just so I don't have to walk in the hall
Do you try to make friends outside of the workplace?
No, I don't go anywhere outside of the workplace.
Well, then, yeah, dude, that's why you don't have any pals, bro.
I need a pal!
Yeah, dude, like, you got to find people who are into things like a hobby, like an extracurricular activity.
Dana doesn't have any hobbies.
I don't have hobbies.
Her hobby
Mommy's
is
work.
Watching HGTV.
No, it's...
That's literally her... Her hobby is sitting on the couch, looking up stuff that we're going to talk about for the next day.
Waiting for Automatic to get out of the studio so we can go work out.
You want to create a friends app? We could put you on Bumble Friends.
I think I should. What do you think? I'd be a terrible friend on Friends App. I'd be canceling every single friend date.
Oh, my God.
Part of the reason why Dana doesn't
have... What I'm trying to get at, do you want friends or do you just want to be the Wicked Witch?
I think what I want is just someone to go to an NBA game with me.
And trust me, it wouldn't be that hard to find somebody to do it. You just got to reach out to people.
But I would have to talk to them during the game.
Yes, you're going to have to talk to them.
Take a couple days to just charge your social meter. It runs a little low. Mine does that too, where I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody,
I feel that.
And then let that come to you. Your friend will appear. Trust me, bro. Somebody will pop up.
Your friend will appear.
Yeah, dude. Just give it a little bit of time.
Like Santa Claus.
Dana, do you realize being part of being an adult is not having friends, okay?
What do you mean Automatic? What do you mean?
I mean, my dad told me this in high school. He was like, you see all these friends you have here? You guys are going to go to college. You'll lose contact with some of them. And then after college, you'll get married. And then you're not going to talk to any of them. You might talk to them like once, twice a year. And that's what an adult is. It's going to work and then going home and being miserable, okay?
If I had a dad, I would have figured this out a long time ago.
Damn, you are having a pity party this morning.
Yeah, dude.
No friends, no dad. National Day. Anthony A.
All right, man.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. National Pawnbrokers Day. How about that? Shout out to the pawnbrokers.
Hey, the pawners will be your friends.
How about you go pawn those tickets and just can't do nothing with them? Man, we got National St. Nicholas Day. Shout out to St. Nick. And let's wrap it up on a National Microwave Oven Day.
Ooh. The microwave is my friend, but I'm still kind of weary of the microwave because I've heard that it does something to the molecular, I don't know.
It warms up your food, Dana.
No, but it does something to the food.
Of course it does.
Kicking microwave conspiracies and don't know why you don't have any friends?
It's got devil activity. Microwave, I heard it's bad. I don't know. I still use it occasionally.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The holidays are super stressful, and if you've recently been through a breakup, they can also be lonely. And sometimes you can find yourself stalking your ex. And I don't mean in a dangerous way, like pulling up to their work with, you know, intentions of doing something crazy. Looking at old photos, whether it is, you know, at home or in your phone, going to their page, creating a Finstagram so that you can actually look at their page because...
Breaking up in a social media era is hard, bro.
It is.
What do you think? Because you've done both. What's the difference between breaking up before, you know, Instagram versus now?
It's all the same, bro. It's all the same, like all the way back to like Facebook. Like it really is. The moment they in that movie, Social Network, when they start talking about like implicating their relationship status onto social media, it's rough, dog. Because then not only do you have to see the person like, you know, move on from me, you got to see other people in the comments and you're reminded of what it used to be.
I think that's the hardest part. And so there's a whole study about someone who's constantly stalking their ex. When you're stalking your ex, your brain is looking to confirm that you're right or wrong. So it rewards you either way. Either with, oh, remember that, or oh my gosh, I can't believe they moved on. Sadness, or even the reward of the happy feeling, it releases endorphins. you feel like it's a natural painkiller when in fact you're prolonging the inevitable. You've got to let this person go.
Your brain doesn't know the difference between reality and imagination because if you're constantly thinking about this person, constantly looking at pictures or movies,
you're never going to forget if you keep going back.
Your brain can't forget that person.
Yeah, so there's five ways to get over your ex. Number five, stop replying to their late night text messages. Cut that string that keeps you confined to this misery. There is no way that someone who cares about you is going to put you through that kind of pain. Yeah. Continuing to call you but say, I don't really like you. Continuing to tell you, hey, I want to hang out, but not that much. Only when I want
to. Got
to
cut off the booty calls.
You got to. Number four, stop blaming yourself for what you could have done or you should have done. I should have done this. I could have done that. If I would have responded this way, no.
I also feel what goes into that too is thinking what other people are going to think about you. Like I remember when I was going through a breakup, I was telling my homie, I was like, man, but her family and her parents are going to think this and that about me, da, 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 da. My homie's like, bro, they ain't going to like you regardless of what you do.
It don't matter what you do.
And that was
an epiphany for me. I'm like, oh my God, you're right, dog. Because a lot of times I was worried about, oh, I don't want them to think I'm a bad person or like
they don't think you're bad no matter what.
No matter what, dog. No matter what. Be happy.
Number three, stop trying to heal them and fix their issues. They got to fix themselves. You can't fix somebody else. That's up to them. Number two, oh my gosh, this is so big. Stop romanticizing the bad parts of the relationship. Nostalgia is a sneaky thing. You find yourself thinking about, oh, remember when we used to do this and that? And you block all the bad stuff. There's a reason you're not with that person anymore. And the number one way to get over your ex in this day and age, stop looking for them on social media.
Block them.
Stop stalking them. Block them.
You can mute them.
Mute them. There you go. That way they don't even know what's going on. You don't know what's going on. And you don't have to see their stuff. But more than that, don't be starting no finstas and all that and going to look at their
I used to think
accounts.
It was petty to block people. But like what you're saying, in this day and age, the only way you can move on is just to forget about them.
Automatic, you're right. But that was back in the day and us today. You can't be pulling up
It was a lot
work.
Easier back in the day because you didn't constantly look at your phone and be reminded of, oh, now she has a new boyfriend.
I think this goes without saying, but it also goes for like purging the account too, which we've talked about. Yeah. Like I'm pro deleting everything off my account. And I think that's what you should do to move on.
That's another topic right there. You're going to delete stuff from your own account that you put up there?
Yeah, dude, you delete videos all the time.
And on top of that, if you're looking at your account, it's a constant reminder of that you used to be with that person and you're not with them anymore. How are you supposed to get over them if you continue to look at them?
I want to share this study with you. Hit me up right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. But let me tell you something. You're going to have a much happier holiday when you stop stalking your ex.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, it's the holidays and all of us have a little bit of stress happening in our lives, whether it's work-related, relationship, or...
planning.
Familia. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? According to PositivityBlog.com, I have three ways for you to elevate your mood. I will go last. DJ Automatic, what did you find?
We've all heard the expression, less is more, right?
Yeah.
So when you're making that morning, you know, coffee, according to a study with CBS, they say that morning coffee should not happen until 11 a.m. daily.
I can't do that. Who wrote this study?
Another thing they're suggesting is that you should go cold turkey once a month so your caffeine tolerance actually doesn't rise anymore, actually comes down.
I do that every opportunity I get when I'm not going to be around people that morning. I try to take caffeine breaks for 24 hours.
Thank you.
But I try not to be around people because I don't want to imagine y'all without coffee before 11 a.m.
I go without coffee all the time. It's this one right here, this little predator here. She doesn't care coffee.
The last time you went without coffee, you left the studio. Anthony said, don't ever bring this man around again.
I still remember that day, dude. Don't ever do that again, dude.
Another thing the experts said to do is that if you drink coffee 30 minutes before you're exercising, it actually can help you burn more calories.
Well, then I'm going to have 5 cups. We're right back to where we started.
All right, y'all. In case you missed it, doing Pilates can actually help women improve their sexy time.
Ooh,
that's stretching.
Recent research done by DirectScience.com proves that after 3 months of doing Pilates twice a week, it will help women strengthen their lower trunk.
That helps them get their legs behind their head.
There you go, dude. Well, I mean, as ignorant as it was, it's pretty right.
You know what's crazy? I've been asking for the Pilates attachment to our Total Gym. I see Otto
We're
on his phone.
It.
That's what you're doing. You're ordering it now for Christmas. All right.
They're married, not just coworkers. They're married, guys.
We're not like the GMA situation.
Oh, my God.
That's an inside
joke. We were, but we made it through it.
You have to look up Good Morning America Scandal to get that. All right, now moving on. So in case you missed it, it is the holiday season. and moods can be down. Stress can be up. How do you elevate your mood? According to positivityblog.com, these three ways will help. Number three, act like you want to feel. Are you feeling down? Don't act like it.
I've been trying the trick of just smiling to make myself feel happy, and I think it actually works.
Automatic, it does. You have a Wednesday smile.
She's scary.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy, but I love it. I love it.
Like mine's like a
Wednesday
Saturday?
From
the Addams Family.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Okay, all right. I'm like, I smile like Monday.
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
He's like, what day of the week do I smile like? All right. Number two, give someone a compliment. The reaction you'll receive from them, it's energy. And guess what? Energy is infectious.
You do this all the time. We cannot go through the airport without Dana giving out at least 10 compliments.
And what happens? Hey,
people love you.
And I need that to elevate my mood. And the number one thing you should do if you're feeling a little down is think about all you have. Appreciate what you have.
Ding, ding.
We were at a concert this past weekend backstage, hanging out with artists. I can't believe how blessed we are to be here, to be working, getting paid to do this. And our coworker opened his eyes. He said, oh my gosh, I hadn't thought about that in a long time. I can't believe I'm here. I'm like,
you start taking things
working.
For granted.
You do.
I caught myself complaining about my life the other day, and I was like, you have an amazing life. Why would you even think that it sucked?
Because you can get lost in the negative. You know, both types of energy are infectious, whether it's negative or positive. You just got to choose which one you want.
Learn how to absorb the seasons, because it does happen in seasons where, you know, sometimes you're down and you're questioning everything. You don't feel like you got the right money for the holidays. You don't feel like you can see the family member. You don't feel like it's what everybody else's holiday is going to be like. But just be patient with yourself, man.
And focus on all that you have instead of what you want. Look back. Look where you are. You've come a long way, baby.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B made $1 million in 30 minutes. What did she do? May she teach us the ways. I've got this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by State Farm. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We got Giannis celebrating his birthday and A Boogie with a Hoodie celebrating a birthday as well.
All right, so I'm going to start off talking about former Prince Harry and Meghan Markle walking away from being royals to sign a deal with Netflix and tell their story in their own words.
No one sees what's happening behind closed doors. I had to do everything I could to protect my family.
When the stakes are this high, doesn't it make more sense to hear our story from us?
I have to admit, I can't wait to watch.
Yeah, dude.
I love it.
It's funny to me that they're like, Harry, you're a royal. You want to stay a royal and be, you know, part of the royal family? He's like, nah, I want my name right next to Tiger King.
I mean, all they're saying is being a celebrity is better than being a royal. I mean, they got $100 million from Netflix to do their show.
Automatic, you're right. All right, now we'll talk about something very serious. Of course, we know Takeoff from the Migos was murdered, and finally, someone has been arrested. Patrick Clark, he goes by DJ Pat in Houston. He was charged. Authorities reveal he had his passport, cash in a duffel bag, and a flight to Mexico. So he was ready to flee. He thought he was going to get away with this.
I just want to know why he was trying to take a flight to Mexico when you could just drive to Mexico.
That's why. Just dummy right there. I hope he goes to jail for a very long time. And I hope people put the guns down. Seriously. And then finally, Cardi B paid $1 million for a 35-minute performance for some bankers, about 400 people there at Art Basel in Miami, one of the biggest art shows in the world. I don't, you know, she's clapping back at people saying, oh, you don't want to release an album, you scared. She's like, no, I'm busy making $1 million.
Oh, I'm busy. Okay, yeah, bankers spending $1 million on Cardi B and we're like on the brink of a recession. Thanks. That's what's up, dog.
Anthony, corporate profits are at their highest since, you know, a very long time.
And that's thanks to the WAP.
I don't clean
what's up, right? It's all Cardi B's fault.
Shout out.
Cardi B's fault.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Think of the smell of bacon, the smell of coffee, and get excited for food news today. It's time for hottest hashtags on your Tuesday. Man, it's almost Christmas time, too. I love this time of year. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
I can't believe that I'm saying this. But people are looking forward to old-fashioned television. I don't even want to just say TV or streaming. Mm. people are waiting for shows like House of Dragon. Yellowstone is on Paramount every Sunday night.
That's what we're watching, and I'm
commanding
addicted.
12 to 15 million people every Sunday night. It's like back in the day. Let me ask, are we wanting this to, as a community, come together and talk about it on social media as we're watching this? What's happening here?
Are you saying their reliance on old school TV as in the sense of like scheduling?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you meant like they're hooking up antennas and stuff
no,
like that.
No. Oh, okay. You can watch it on an old school antenna. So back in the day, you used to have to wait a week to watch your favorite TV show.
Got it. Yeah, no, I think it just...
It's back. What's
it
happening?
It further proves that good content is good content, and people are going to wait around for it, too. I think we're slowly exiting the era of the digital living room where people wanted
just
everything
binge,
at
binge,
once,
binge,
too.
All
yeah.
at one time.
Have you been watching Yellowstone?
Yes, of course.
Anthony. Dude.
We caught up. Anthony.
Nice, dude.
Oh,
no, so gonna, good. No spoilers.
I don't want to ruin anything.
No spoilers, but Beth still hates Jamie. Okay, now in food news.
No spoilers, but that made your husband moan twice. And look at me. That was weird. I don't want to talk about that again.
He loves Rip. All right, so in food news, Super 8's hotel is releasing candles that remind you of traveling and staying at a Super 8. They have the Roam Free, which smells like your windows down. They have the Pit Stop. It smells of glorious gasoline.
What Super 8 have they stayed at?
They have the Tucked In. It smells like crisp, clean linen. Light Bite smells like breakfast. And Morning Jolt smells like fresh ground
coffee.
These
all sound like male strippers. Morning Jolt, Brain Freeze, coming to the stage.
The last time I stayed at a Super 8 was for when Super Bowl was in Dallas and my hotel got messed up.
Oh,
and
that
was the only place that was open. And I will say this, it was me, Pips, and Hookers that were there.
Yeah, dude.
So your candle would smell like Pips and Hookers?
Yes.
Hit him up. I love that idea. Hit him up. National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go with National Mitten Tree. All right. Now, this is promoting, of course, the big mitten tree. If you've ever seen one, it's cool. There's mittens hanging in the shape of a tree. You pull them down. But furthermore, this is also encouraging you to get out there and donate blankets, donate anything of warmth that you may be able to, a hoodie if you
can.
If you
see a mitten tree and you know someone who needs mittens, take them and give
them
to them.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, we also have National Microwave Oven Day, which I want to shout out the microwave because ever since, you know, there's been this big air fryer fad going on, microwave kind of taking a back seat. And it's been here since 1945.
Hold on. Serious
question. Can you do a Hot Pocket in an air fryer?
Yes, and they're way better.
Oh,
so good. Anthony
microwave days are numbered.
Yeah, microwave
Anthony
way,
A puts a freaking tortilla in a microwave.
I do, yeah, for sure. What's up, dude? I also buy it from the store, dude. All right. Oh, you speak like you make them. You don't make no tortillas.
I buy them, homie.
That kind of counts, right? All right, let's wrap it up on St. Nicholas Day.
Yay! Shout out to good old St. Nick. St. Nicholas of Myra, also known as Nicholas of Bari, was an early Christian bishop of Greek descent who was known for his giving spirit. Therefore, we now have Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Hey, be good, because Santa Claus is on his way.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You got it locked into the Dana Cortez Show. And fun fact about the Dana Cortez Show, her and DJ Automatic are married, and they have a successful marriage. So what's the key to working with your significant other? DJ Automatic's going to share that insight right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And a lot of people often ask us, Dana and Automatic, they're so perfect. They have this perfect work-life balance going on.
Sure.
What is the key to having a good work life and a good marriage all in one thing, Automatic? What is it?
Tons of marijuana.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, she really is my best friend.
Okay.
She really is. I mean, I wake up next to her. I work next to her. I go to bed next to her. So I spend a lot of time with her. And I don't think if we weren't best friends, it wouldn't work out.
As a person who sits here for the highs and the lows of your guys' marriage.
Anthony gets to see it all.
Often, sometimes on-call lows where you guys both say really mean things to each other. And I'm just here. I would say that I've been able to observe that both of you guys have passions that you guys support each other on.
That's another big thing.
That's very key.
Yeah.
Is that you have to support your partner outside of just the relationship.
Dana really is my biggest fan, and I love DJing. It's my passion, and she's the one who's always pushing me to do more and try harder. And I think, you know, I do the same for her. I'm the executive producer of the show. I'm always, you know, I want her to do more with it. I mean, we own a business together. We own the Dana Cortez Show. So,
Automatic, you have any more tips on how to survive working with your wife outside of marijuana and supporting each other's passion?
Ignore her.
Okay, there you go.
There we go.
All right.
right. You can't listen to it all, guys. You got to be able to zone her out at some point because, you know, sometimes Dana's one of those women that always is talking.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.